Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The monster mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
The monster mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash!
Janet was at her desk nude filing her nails. Then this strange woman came in. She had on, '80s clothes!
Are you happy drunk?
I am. I'm grinning from ear to ear. It's
like a double duty.
I know.
Monster mash. Double duty there, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, it was Monster Mash that we've been clamoring for, and then throwback to Ghostbuster Steve.
Ghostbuster Steve's one of my favorites, Travis. It's a favorite of
mine, too.
Guys, it's the last week of Spooky Month. It's bittersweet. I'm echoing in Matt's speakers or headphones or something. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Boy, Travis, we have quite the program for everybody tonight.
It's a packed up show.
We have not one but two guests on tonight's program.
Would you say they're both spooky?
No, one of them's spooky, Travis. The other one's not so spooky. But that's all coming up, right? Something to be excited about, right?
Hey, I'm excited. It's like you said, it is bittersweet. I'm always sad to have this spooky month come to an end in the show.
It's a bummer, yeah. But at the same time, I mean, we got 5 full weeks of spooky.
An extra week.
Our cup runneth over. You know what I'm saying? Our cup runneth over.
I guess that's true. I guess a person shouldn't be too greedy.
Guys, we have our good pal Matt with us. Matt, how are you?
I'm good. Am I echoey still?
No, I don't hear it now. I don't know why.
You sound
before, but
great, buddy.
Do I?
You always sound great, Matt.
Guys, I want to get right to it.
You gotta.
Drunk had that burger, the nightmare burger, Travis. And I want to know if Drunk had nightmares, Travis. It's all I've been thinking about since he sent us that picture of that bun with the... It didn't even look all that green, but it had a tint to it, hue, if you will.
Green.
Yeah, and don't get right to it. Don't get to the... I mean, you need to tell us about the entire experience.
Yeah. Paint us a picture, Drunk. Paint us a picture with your words.
Make me feel like I myself am having a nightmare king.
So, you know...
Oh, we're off to a really good start so far.
Guy weaves a web, Travis. He's a...
When you go to Burger King...
Master orator.
You can't necessarily expect perfection, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I go, and I don't go through the drive-thru, I go inside, which I rarely do, but that particular day...
I mean, you're going to get the Nightmare King.
Yeah, this is a special occasion.
Right, special occasion, getting my Nightmare King.
Right.
Go inside, I say I want a... Nightmare King.
Do they have any signs up for the Nightmare King?
See, it's not posted on the drive-through board, but it's posted like on the picture on the outside of the building, like the little posters and whatnot.
So they have it, and you know they have it.
Yes.
By the way, I hate that hat, Drunk.
That's fine.
What in the world made you buy that hat?
I'm sure it was given to me.
Oh, it was given. Okay. No further questions. Okay, so you go inside the Burger King. You say, hey, I want that Nightmare King.
Nightmare King meal. Large, mm-hmm. with the scary black cherry frozen drink.
You don't even fuck around.
Black cherry.
Yeah. So then...
You know, the Burger King has Surge now.
Yeah, they do.
I got me a Surge the other day when I went to Burger King.
And Quick Trip has like a citrus or a cherry Surge.
Travis, do you want to know why I went to Burger King? I don't like Burger King. I've never liked Burger King. But you don't want to know why I went to Burger King for lunch one day last week?
You wanted to see the posters for Nightmare King?
I wanted to see if they had it, so that if Drunk bullshitted and said they didn't have it, I could catch him.
Did they have
it? That sounds about right.
I didn't see it anywhere. You could have got away with it, Drunk. So you go in there, you say, I want a large-sized Nightmare King.
Right, with the scary black cherry frozen. So they come to me, and they give me this... Not black cherry, but regular cherry.
Oh, bullshit. You want scary cherry.
And it looked like it was in a kid's cup.
Oh, no.
So they tried
That's
to
not
fuck
large.
You.
And so she hands me the drink, and I'm like, this is a large? And she's like, well, it only comes in the one size.
Oh, boy.
So I basically upcharged my... A Nightmare King order for just the fries, which I don't even
$0.40
feel like
fries.
Burger King.
You wanted a big beverage.
Yeah, that's the whole reason.
You
I got
to
so
have
large.
A big beverage.
I mean, if you're getting a beverage, you got to have a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I get home with my burger, and it's green bun, and it has a Whopper patty.
Wait. When you took this Nightmare King out of the bag, did it feel any different? Like, could you feel something different about it?
No.
Did it have an aura, I think is what he's asking.
Right, exactly. Did you feel a presence when you touched the wrapper?
No.
So, like, where is the nightmare coming from? Do they inject it into the meat? Is it in the bun?
It's the combination of the green bun, like Drunk said, the Whopper patty. What else is on there, Drunk?
The big chicken crisp patty, not the little dinky one, but the big one.
But what is it? Where's the secret chemical at is what I want to know.
Bacon.
No, it's combination.
And for the first time in me going to that particular Burger King in a while, that the bacon was actually like cooked properly and delicious. And onions and mayo and then a green bun topper.
Huh.
There you go. Well, they say the food chemists came up with the proper combination of items that is
right.
What is supposed to cause the nightmares.
You know, I've heard that the peanut butter gives you nightmares, Travis. That's what I hear.
Creamy or the shitty kind?
Just this is what, what I've heard.
No, crunchy is delicious.
Crunchy sucks. So did you have nightmares?
Get out of here.
Tiebreaker, Matt, your peanut butter selection.
Okay. You can't just... crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
But
I don't want to make it a whole fucking thing, Matt. What
creamy.
Kind of peanut butter do you like?
Yeah, I like both a lot.
Oh, both?
I mean, I eat both, too.
Nobody says both.
Oh, I'm a moderate. I'm right down the middle.
You can't just miss the crunchy peanut butter.
I like crunchy peanut butter and creamy peanut butter.
I think there's good people on both sides.
Matt, you go to the peanut butter aisle.
You
say,
put a little local honey on there.
You say, you know, I'm jonesing for some peanut butter.
Right.
What peanut butter do you put in your cart?
You get the two-pack, and you get with the crunchy and the creamy.
They don't make that.
They do make that. Yeah,
no shit. I will go for creamy before crunchy, but I enjoy crunchy.
Guys, I'm gonna go a step further here, and I'm gonna tell you that I'm a Peter Pan man over here. I get Peter Pan.
You.
I like a Peter Pan peanut butter is what I like. Oh, man. So did the burger give you nightmares, sucks. Drunk? Did the burger the give you kind. Nightmares? Did
it's the worst kind.
So it's the stuff that
did you
taste
wake
like
up
anything.
In a cold sweat and I say, "Damn you, Nightmare King, you've done it again"?
I wouldn't necessarily call it a nightmare, but it was a bit of a weird dream that I had.
Oh boy!
So I was in this like Brazilian style favela, right? Okay. And I got caught in a flash flood. And so, like, you know the one level in Sonic where he's rolling down the tube and he's got to, like, outrun the fucking water behind him?
Oh, that sucks.
That was kind of what my dream felt like.
So your nightmare was a weather nightmare? Was it a tsunami?
It was basically me outrunning this flash flood.
Did you outrun it?
I did outrun it.
You did?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
So you were the Christian Slater in Hard Rain.
Yes, basically.
So you guys aren't Peter Pan peanut butter guys?
Peter Pan sucks.
Well, you go Jif?
I'm a Jif guy.
I'd rather go store brand than Peter Pan.
Oh, all the time.
I was
yes.
about to say I go through so much peanut butter I always go.
See, I don't mind a Skippy.
Generic.
I'll do a Skippy.
Skippy's not great either.
You know what? We pretty much exclusively always have store brands. And anytime I taste the ones that cost $5 for a freaking jar, I'm like, God, this stuff kind of sucks.
Not worth it, right?
You know, I had Jif as a boy, and Jif was fine. But I found in my later years, when I was the one making the peanut butter decisions for my household, that I preferred Peter Pan.
You know what I'm saying? The only time I do Peter Pan is when I'm opting the like honey roasted.
I'm a Peter Pan man.
Oh, the stuff with, like, the honey taste to it? Yeah. Like, the extra honey flavor to the pizza? Is that what you're talking about, drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get into that.
But usually I'll just go bottom shelf, Shop and Save peanut butter.
Yeah, 10 for $10. I'll stock up.
Yeah.
Matt, are you excited that you got to live vicariously through drunk's tasting of the Nightmare King since you are now vegan?
I almost, decided, hey, I have to try to find out if I'll get the nightmare. But I didn't do it.
Well, you definitely would because you haven't had any kind of bullshit like that in quite a while, right? So you could have probably just had a Whopper and it would have fucked you up.
Probably would have.
It's similar to a McGangbang.
Could you theoretically have just taken the meat off of it and just eaten the green nightmare bun?
No, because I think you have to have the entire package.
I think the bun has to be where the nightmares come from.
But I think that there's like a chemical reaction. It's a combination of the onion, like... I don't normally eat my burgers with onions on them, but I would have eaten the onion just to have the full effect of the Nightmare Burger.
Your tweet about that's what looks like the Joker was sprayed on the 1980s, that was pretty funny, and it was fairly accurate. I'm pretty sure that's
I said that the Nightmare King looked like, you remember when the Jack Nicholson Joker was shooting all that stuff out of the rubber ducky, Matt?
Yeah.
That's what the Nightmare King reminded me of when I saw Drunks, not the immaculate one they put in their advertisements. I'm talking about like when you see it in real life.
Oh yeah, it can never look like it looks like in the advertisements. Drunk is right. Like when you go to Burger King, you definitely can't expect your order to be anywhere near perfect.
The time before it, when I tried to get it, both me and my lady got 2 for $6. Drive away from the drive-thru. There's only three in the bag.
How was your poop situation? That's what they want to know in the chat. Is your
I'm also curious about that.
Normal.
Is normal?
No different color. Well, I courtesy flush, so I don't know if it was a different color.
You don't
color.
Even look at them?
Never.
Not even for science?
Nope.
Drunk scared of his turds.
It's a missed opportunity.
As soon as it hits the water, flush is happening.
Each one?
Every time.
No.
Yeah.
You fucking need to start conserving some water there, fella.
That's fucking ridiculous, drunk.
Whatever, my toilet can flush 12 golf balls, so...
Every time you shit one piece of shit, you flush it.
Yep. I don't want to sit there and stew in that.
Travis, this is crazy, right?
It's your own brew.
Such a life of luxury.
Travis, all of these revelations over the years that we've gotten from Drunk, this is by far the weirdest, right?
You can't ask the standing buncher what is weird and what's
not.
He only wipes twice.
That's a wiping preference, not the fact that every time you push a little out, you go flush and let it go down. And then what do? Hold it in until the flushing's done and the water stops running so you can flush again?
Let's run through them all real quick. He only wipes twice. He has like 12 dressers in his house. He has some
in the kitchen.
Birthmark on the head of his dick. But the weirdest one is by far that every time he poops a piece of poop, he flushes that poop. That is the weirdest one.
Why is that weird?
It's a life of leisure.
What's your water bill like?
Not bad. I mean, I do have a pool, so it's inherently high when you have a pool.
Talking about life of leisure, there we go. Yep. Flushing every tiny poop and has a pool.
That was ridiculous.
Did I tell you guys?
Let me ask you this. You get ready for your party there, Drunk? You got that all worked out? Do you decorate the pool? Do you leave the pool open for your Halloween party?
Oh, it's not my party. It's at a different location, and I already had it on Saturday.
You know who wasn't invited, Tress? Me.
Well, you probably didn't know the guy.
No, Drunk. I know Drunk. Do I know the guy?
He can't be his plus one. He's already got a plus one.
Tom's wife's sister who had it.
So, I know.
How'd your Halloween costume go over? Did everybody know who you were?
Everybody knew who I was. It was mostly because the lady, she had the raincoat and she put Jurassic Park on it, like the little symbol.
Oh, sure.
So.
So any idiot knows that symbol, really.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Travis, what's your thing? Your thing.
Well, no, I guess it kind of relates. You know, it's spooky month. I wanted to kind of hit you with a little study that comes from the University of Westminster. They did some surveys and some tests on some people, and they show that.
That's the academy that does the dogs, right?
The Westminster Dog Show. Yeah, and they also study people's dreams.
Yeah, they tested dogs. No, they tested some people, and they showed that viewers who put themselves through 90 minutes of adrenaline pumping terror, i.e., watching 90 minutes of a horror movie, can burn 113 calories in that 90 minutes, which is close to the amount burned during a half-hour walk.
So you burn the same amount of calories just sitting there watching the Michael Myers?
Yeah, you got to spend like an extra hour, but you don't have to move around that way. So the top movies that they showed, they actually was a different 90 minutes. So they just showed 90 minutes. So it doesn't matter if the movie was 2 hours or if the movie was, 90 minutes. They just tested 90 minutes. So The Shining comes in at number one with 184 calories burned in 90 minutes. It's like a 2 hour movie, but they just showed 90. So you watch the extra half hour, you're probably going to burn like 200 and some calories just watching The Shining.
I would assume they got to knock off like the first half hour because they want to show the last half hour because that's like climax and whatnot, right?
Well, they just showed them through the 90 minutes and then they kind of measured their metabolic rate and then just the adrenaline pumping through, the blood pumping through their body and everything. And that's kind of how they got to the amount of calories burned.
Now, so let me ask you this, Travis. You know those VR things they make where you can like strap your cell phone to your face?
Oh, yeah.
Could you put a horror movie and strap it to your face and run on a treadmill and double it?
You double down, right? So you're running from the killer while watching the killer. So you're burning. Yeah, I mean, you definitely could. But I was excited about this solely for the fact that I can just watch horror movies and stay off that treadmill, right?
Maybe. It's worth a shot, I guess. I mean, it's not hurting anything. You watched a horror movie last night. You burned some calories doing that.
Yeah, I did.
Coming up after the break, we're talking to a director. He made a new film. It's called
I heard it was super scary.
He's got the werewolves in it is what it's got.
It's the wolves. Has it got
vampires too?
No. It's got werewolves.
So it's not like Twilight where it's got both.
No, they're not fighting anything. The werewolves are just eating people. So yeah,
the werewolves, they chase some broads.
Is Marty McFly in it?
No, Drunk. Marty McFly is
not
all...
It's not about teen wolves.
Yeah, I think they're full-grown wolves.
Yeah, they're full-grown wolves. I mean, they're adult wolves.
They had a big pectoral muscles.
as soon as they were people were confronted, they were screwed. I mean, it was like bro dude wolves, right?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, these weren't like little pussy ass wolves. These were full on werewolves.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. So, hey, Drunk, real quick, I brought this study up about the movies that you could watch, right? So, like, the top five, I want to tell you. The Shining, Jaws, Exorcist, Alien, and Saw were the top five calorie burners. Okay. And just for a matter of perspective, I discovered this for Drunk. In order for him to burn the entire calorie content of The Nightmare King, which clocked 1,020 calories.
Just for the sandwich?
He'd have to watch 90 minutes of the top seven movies on this list, which would total up to 10.5 hours of horror movies just to burn The Nightmare King.
To burn The Nightmare King, Drunk.
So that's half your day, right? Just with the burger.
See, that's over half your day.
But if you have nightmares
never mind the fries and the baby cherry frosty I had.
But I mean, like the nightmares while you sleep, Travis, you burn calories during that, right?
I'd say that's why they came up with this. They're like, hey, we're going to shove all these calories down people's throats.
He's running from a tsunami.
Oh, yeah. During that dream, I must have burned 2,000 calories.
Oh, for sure. See, I guess what you're doing is you're tightening your gut.
You ever use one of those silly, you remember in the early 90s, they had the little belt that fucking shocked your belly and you're supposed to 12-pack abs or whatever?
Yeah.
Those things didn't feel good.
No. I think
I never tried one of those.
They got sued. I think they electrocuted people.
Yeah.
Did everybody have like grandparents who smoked cigarettes?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No, did you have any like an uncle that smoked cigarettes or something?
I've been around people that smoke cigarettes.
Well, I guess my point is it's usually like a relative that does this, but they had those electronic lighters. They were usually in the shape of like cigarette packs. And there was like a hack you could do where you pulled out one of the functioning pieces. And then you'd like hand it to, you know, like an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old. And you'd say, hey, try to light this lighter. And as soon as you pushed it, it would give you like a zap.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Oh, it was a joke?
Well, I mean, it's an actual lighter that somebody decided to do some jury rigging to and, you know, play a good prank on unsuspecting, trusting children.
Isn't jerry rigging that thing that they do when they don't want black people to vote?
No, that's you're thinking about Jerry O'Connell.
I don't know if you're allowed to say Jerry Riggin anymore.
No, you can say that yet.
Yeah, no, they there was a thing. I went and absentee voted today, and that was one of the things is they don't want to do the Jerry Riggin anymore.
Hmm. Well, they want everybody to have access to the voting terminals.
Yeah, like they didn't want to like redraw the lines. They do like clever things to like cut out certain amounts of black people so that their votes count and where all the black people are. I think that's what it is.
I don't think it's
that's you're thinking about gerrymandering.
No,
I think you're
that's
off.
That's the thing that the Terminator is trying to stop is the gerrymandering.
No, Travis. No, I think I'm right. I'm pretty sure.
Speaking of that, I can't wait for the new Terminator.
You like the Terminator?
They can't come out fast enough.
Are they doing they're doing a thing like the Halloween
gerrymander thing. Manipulate the boundaries of an electoral constituency.
Well, so aren't you proud of yourself, class. Travis? Bravo! Always got to be right, don't you?
I didn't even spend 7 hours figuring it out like you usually do.
Gerrymandering.
I went back through 10 years worth of text messages.
Wow, Travis, way to go. You learned how to Google.
Oh, man.
Just to prove old Mike guys. Wrong.
You know what? He's starting to get that look in his eye like on That Who Shall Not Be Named's last show.
Doesn't feel so good, does it,
How
buddy?
Dare you correct me? And on Spooky Month, no less.
I'm trying to raise the demon. We haven't seen the demon in a while.
Oh, Jesus.
Matt, you chose a hell of a show.
Woo! Guys, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Take a break.
We're gonna take a break.
Then we're going to have an interview.
We're going to talk to the director of Guys is out on and DVD now. You can get you some guy the werewolves in it. And then coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking to Zach Holmes, who has a new television show on the MTV.
Are we going to be playing America's Favorite Game Show?
No.
Oh.
We're busy this week, Drunk. We'll play a game somebody. Hey, you guys didn't like my last game. I'm done with games.
WFOD! Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Halloween made $126 million and had a 67% Metacritic. So it finished with 84 points, which is the same as A Star Is Born. They made the same. So those were your top two earners. Jody had both of them.
I'm running away from you, Michael Myers. I hope I don't trip. Oh, I tripped. It's so dark here. Hopefully the footsteps running through leaves and sticks convey what is happening effectively. There's an old weird house. I'm going to hide in it. I hope that door sound wasn't too generic. I can hide in this closet and try not to breathe so you don't hear me. Sneaking is so much more difficult in this medium. If only this bloodthirsty maniac had accosted me on YouTube. Oh no, you're standing right outside the closet I'm hiding in. I hope you don't look in here.
Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
Like a wolf sizing up its prey. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere cozy to get me a lover and tell you about it.
There's a she-wolf in the closet. Open up and set us free. There's a she-wolf in your closet.
Oh, don't sigh, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Matt.
Yes.
Our guest is tardy.
Uh-oh.
Tardiness.
The werewolf guy?
Werewolf guy, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not here.
Oh, boy.
So what's worse? Have you looked at his IMDb? The guy is probably making a movie right now.
tardiness or stiffness? What's worse?
Drunk, I don't really like either, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of tardiness, and I'm not a fan of stiffness. I'm not a fan of either, Drunk. Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. The thing that I really wanted to talk to you guys about, this is something that I'm hot about.
Hot to trot.
Did you see that Liam Neeson made another one of them Liam Neeson movies, Travis?
Are you talking about the Snowplow Vengeance movie?
Taken 9?
Travis. I thought he stopped.
He's been saying for 10 years. He said it's getting silly. I'm in my 60s. I don't want to be making these movies anymore. They keep sending them to him. Liam, buddy, just one more. This time it's different. You're a snowplow operator. And somebody, do they kidnap his daughter? Do they kill his daughter? No, it's his son. I think they shoot up his son with heroin. And then he says, no, my son's not a heroin addict. And they say, oh, well, every parent doesn't think their son's a heroin addict. But he goes and finds all the heroin people and makes them pay because they framed him. Go, oh, Travis, they framed the wrong guy.
Yeah, he's got a very particular set of skills. It's to make roadways look good after a snowstorm.
Travis, throughout the movie, they keep incorporating his snowplow business into the murders.
Oh, God, yeah, they have to, right?
So he snowplows people off the road and, he throws people in the back of his snowplow. He does a lot of snowplowing.
You know, there has to be a scene, you know, the snowplows are out there doing their jobs and they're making the roadways safe for all of us. But you know how irritated you get when you're stuck behind a snowplow? There's a line of traffic. So there has to be a scene where he purposely slows down traffic on a clear road just so he can get out and shoot the guy in the face while he's driving.
Oh, he blocks traffic?
Oh, he blocks traffic just so he can get to the guy.
So didn't Liam Neeson say that he was done? He wasn't making any more?
Three movies ago.
It was at least three movies ago. It's probably more. He's been done for such a long time.
He was done, and then he, at the very least, he made that train movie. What
Taken
did he do?
On a train. He made Taken on an airplane. Now he's making Taken in a snowplow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I understand he needs to make a buck, but if I was him, I'd probably take voice-only movies.
I would just crank these out. Yeah, no, they're making it.
Why not make them? They make money. They're paying him to do it, obviously, because he doesn't want to do them, but he keeps doing them.
And they're making them easier. Now he gets to sit behind the wheel of a snowplow for an entire 90 minutes.
He doesn't even have to be in shape. He's wearing a big fucking coat.
So I guess we should come up with our own. Taken on a boat?
I don't think he's been. Oh, well, he was in a Battleship. Did somebody take his daughter in that?
No, in Battleship? No, I think he just fought the weird aliens, right?
Yeah,
just
aliens in Battleship?
Yeah.
Why?
So that was the whole premise of the movie. The whole premise is that it was an alien takeover.
No, yeah. Travis, Battleship sinks other battleships. They don't fight aliens.
They sunk the alien battleships, right? So they had ships they had to sink them to.
Did the alien battleships land in the water?
I'll be honest with you, I never watched it.
Well, they landed on B9, and that's when Liam Neeson said, you sunk our battleship.
Taken in a cabin in the woods?
So in this scenario, I guess he's camping with his family, and some backwoods folks come and take his daughter.
Yeah.
And so he's got to survive the elements out there in the forest, but also kill these bad guys who took his daughter.
And also,
but what we didn't know is that, which we find out halfway through the movie, is that he used to be a survivalist, like Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Was raised by a family of wolves like Mowgli.
So, what I want to know is...
Mowgli?
Mowgli.
Mowgli?
The Bear Necessities.
Ain't that his name? Mowgli?
Mowgli?
I think it's Mowgli.
Baloo?
Is Mowgli? The snowplow driver former Green Beret or something? He has to be something. He has to have some.
He
kind
always
of...
has some sort of military background.
Oh, he drove Humvees in Afghanistan or something.
And now
he came back.
Now he's plowing snow.
Taken in space, and he's got to kill the Martians that stole his daughter.
First, he plowed Al Qaeda. Now he plows the snow.
Let's say Cold Pursuit. You know what? The original title of Cold Pursuit was Hard Powder.
Oof. I actually really like Hard Powder.
That sounds like a snowboarding movie.
I definitely like Hard
Powder. Matt, Hard Powder is a double entendre, I think, because it's like a. He's plowing the snow, but the son, he died from some drug thing.
Right.
So it's like,
is that what this is called? What is this called?
Cold Pursuit, Travis. See, because it's cold out, there's snow, and he's plowing
it. This sounds like a movie that Howie Long would have starred in the early 90s.
that Howie Long, his action reign did not last long.
What did it go, one movie? Is where he jumped into fires.
This sounds like a movie that would have been like a parody trailer in Weird Al's UHF.
Right.
Wasn't he also in like that Broken Arrow or something?
Who, Howie Long?
I think so.
Yeah, he was a sidekick in that. I mean, you know, the one that he jumped into the fires, that was his big break.
Right.
And he fucking blew it.
In the early 90s, they were obsessed with the fires because, you know, they had the one with the Baldwin and the Kurt Russell.
Yeah, and then they tried to make a lot of fire movies.
Yeah.
See, now I hope this ushers in, you know what? The Snowman came out last year. So, like, we're in the age now of snow murder movies.
There was Snowpiercer.
Right, because didn't they have Jack Frost last year, too? Like, animated?
Jack Frost was, like, 1996.
No, they had another one last year. I'm pretty sure.
Are you talking about the Jack Frost where the snowman fucks that broad with his carrot nose?
Yeah, he takes the carrot the carrot off of his nose, and he puts it, like, where his snowman dick would be.
Nice. Yeah, he made a snowman dick out of his carrot nose. They made a sequel to that. Can you believe it?
The one you're talking about is not animated, right?
Well, there's the Michael Keaton one where it's kind of animated. It's just got shitty CGI.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no Jack Frost besides those two.
It's a werewolf guy.
I think werewolf guy, we're going to go ahead and call him a no-show.
He's a no-show.
We're going to call werewolf guy a no-show.
Mike, I wanted to talk to you, and I know we briefly touched on it in chat, and I know that Travis was watching the Haunted Hill House show.
The Haunted Hill House? Yeah, yeah. I finished the Haunted Hill House show.
Travis, did you finish Haunted Hill House?
I am three quarters of the way through a second viewing.
The second view. You're watching it a second time.
Through episode 7 for the second time.
Man, he can't believe...
Drunk's not going to watch this thing because he doesn't like the horror.
My lady watched it.
He can't believe it ended so shittily, man.
It was so bad.
He has to watch it again.
Who couldn't?
You. That's why you're watching it a second time, right? Because like you saw the ending and you were like, wait, no, that was fucking stupid. They wouldn't have ended it like that,
right? There's nothing wrong with the ending. You two are fools.
Travis, what did you want to do? Single-handedly the worst way to wrap up that entire season.
Travis,
did you want to happen?
Travis, they have 9 spooky episodes of ghosts, and you know, it's going great. Great show through 9 episodes. 10th episode was like a wordy high school play.
What is your exact issue with it? It wrapped up the family dynamic and all of their little kind of things, and everybody went where they needed to go to.
It was disingenuous as fuck.
So you're trying to say you're not going to watch season 2?
Long, grandiose speeches about
the one thing that really bothered me.
And shit? It was probably bad.
That, like, really took me out of the whole experience was the fact that when you find out like that the mom did this horrific thing, right? Like she was possessed.
Spoiler alert, by the way,
young girl.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
Spoiler alert. The parents were just like, hey, it's cool. It's cool, guy. It's cool. Just please let us stay here.
Matt, they didn't even seem sad.
They weren't even mad. They were just like,
they were sad at first.
I'm actually really happy you killed her because now she's going to stay this way forever.
Yeah, they go to some shitty house to visit their dead kid. It sucks.
Actually, you did us a favor because we're not actually really responsible for the ghost now. We don't have to feed it.
Don't you remember the seeds that were planted for that way early on where they said at that age they wish they could freeze them at that age?
That's still really fucked up and not even like...
It's totally fucked up. But did you remember the groundskeeper's monologue? Like, he totally, like, transcripts that ending in that giant monologue that he gives to the dad down in the basement when they're trying to find that mold and shit. Everything is strategically placed in that series to pretty much telegraph exactly where the show is going to end up on the very last episode. Like, all of those siblings are stages of grief, and they're born in the order of the stages of grief, right? So Nell is the only one who is just kind of like, yep, I know what's coming. She's acceptance. That's why she goes so easily with them at the end. And all of those other things that you're complaining about were absolutely had seeds planted through them throughout those first
nine
episodes.
They might have had seeds planted, but they were bad seeds.
Maybe you just need to rewatch bad. It again.
Like, I'm, oh, cool. Yeah. You foreshadowed this in episode four. You foreshadowed shit to me.
Hey, you know what they should do is I recommend, hey, guys, if you're listening, you haven't watched the Hill House show yet.
Why? Well, should have turned this off.
Well, yeah, yeah, you should have turned this off because there's lots of spoilers. We're just ruining the whole goddamn thing. You should watch nine episodes of Hill House and then just fast forward to this part of the show and I'll end it for you. Okay, you watched the nine episodes. Hey, everybody died. Ghost killed them. The end. Don't watch that 10th episode because it's bad.
So there's not going to be a season two?
No, well, not for me. Because
they're talking about a season two, but Mike Flanagan said he wouldn't do it with the same family if they do.
In my mind, everybody died after episode nine, drunk. So
and how do you really have a haunting of Hill House?
You could go back to like the Hill family.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of unexplained stuff from the actual ghost and every. Yeah.
Well, so he said that they actually filmed a bunch of intros. Like there were supposed to be like 2 minute openers or like 3-4 minute openers for the show where it all kind of delved back into the history of the house before
Crane family. I liked an ending like that where they just really explain the motivations of maybe the ghost and all that. But it was more just like, all right, we get it. The one broad ghost is a sociopath. She got into the mind of this one and the parents didn't care that the kid died. Cool. Good stuff. Like thank you.
Sixth Sense deal where they're all dead the whole time or something?
Yes, drunk. For the sake of this conversation, yes, that's what happened.
Can I tell you what I'm really enjoying right now on Netflix, though? Is that Sabrina, the Teenage Witch show.
I'm super excited to dive into that.
Gritty reboot of the Sabrina franchise?
It's really fucking good. It's really good.
Do they have the talking cat? Is he a smart ass, that cat?
I'm jazzed to watch this because I know it's I might be in a minority of like 38-year-old men who love it, but I love Riverdale, the dark take on the Archie characters. So I'm super into like a dark take on Sabrina.
It's really good. I think you'll enjoy it. It has a lot of, you know, fun elements from, you know, what it was, that character from, you know, our childhood. It's every episode has kind of got a different, you know, it is episodic in a way, but also serialized. It's cool. I like it. I recommend it.
Mowgli?
It's Moogly.
Moogly. He keeps saying it.
Moogly.
He just keeps saying it.
Baloo?
And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Holt.
Burger Report.
Hi there. I wanted to come down for lunch with my adult son. And he was mentioning the fact that it was October. I was just wondering if you had that black hamburger back this year.
The whole hamburger?
The black one with the black bun?
No, not yet. No, I don't think we got them yet. I know they're going to be doing some.
Oh, it is coming back, though?
I know they got some new sandwich coming. Let me see. They got the, I can tell you which one. They got the homestyle cheeseburger coming back, and they got the. The Bacon King coming back.
Ooh, I like that one.
Double meat, man. I don't know, man. There's something that this should be starting next week.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I'll probably see you soon.
Okay. All
right. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
A brain. Very, very large a brain. China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very large brain. A brain.
Hi, I'm Zacharias Holmes, and this is the suicide vest. Look at this. Yeah, this should be fun. It's, oh my God, it's only got one.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards.
Jesus Christ.
Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds to gold.
Guys, welcome back. Our next guest has a new television program called Too Stupid to Die, which premieres this Friday at 9:30, 8:30 Central on the MTV. Daredevil Zach Holmes is on the program. Hey, thanks for joining us, Zach.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm excited about the new show because I feel like it's kind of filling a void. I feel like what you're doing has been missing lately. Is that kind of how you felt?
Yeah, most definitely. This genre of entertainment that I do, and the Jackass sort of like pretty much like pioneered in a way, is just been, it hasn't been in the mainstream media for like a long time.
Yeah, CSI's come and go, but it kind of feels like getting kicked in the balls is evergreen. It's a time-honored tradition. So you've been doing stuff on the internet for a pretty long time, but I'm fairly new. I imagine some of our listeners probably are fairly new to you. Like, how did you get started? You're from rural Indiana, and
yeah.
You just started filming yourself, you and your friends doing silly stuff and putting it on YouTube?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, well, I've been filming like with a camera and stuff since I was like 9. I was given a camera for like Christmas and I filmed like little skits and stuff. And eventually that evolved into like me filming my friend's skate, which involves into us doing really stupid shit.
So you were originally making like skateboard videos and stuff?
Yeah. Like I was filming like people skateboarding and then like sometimes people would like fail and like eat shit. And then I would we were like, this is pretty funny. And then we just decided to start making like just doing stupid stuff.
So the skateboarding wasn't going all that well. What was getting the laughs and was the most enjoy it was when people eat shit.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. No one was even that good at skating at all. Like I'm a horrible skateboarder. I broke my leg skateboarding. It was bad.
I watched like a compilation video. A lot of your stuff isn't, you can't really find it anymore. Yeah. You get kicked off of YouTube?
Yeah. Most, like, my original channel, Too Stupid to Die, on YouTube got terminated for dangerous activities, and,
isn't that all YouTube is?
Just, like, yeah, like, so that channel got terminated, and my new channel, my Zach-ass YouTube channel, is about to get terminated, so.
Is it, like, it's like a escalation, you get, like, a certain amount of strikes, I guess?
Yeah, you get 3 strikes within a certain amount of months, and your account gets taken down. And it's all just because of the content matter. Like, YouTube is, it's really not the place to put, like, stunts or anything anymore.
So, for a lot of people, I would imagine that if your YouTube channel gets taken down, and I mean, that's kind of what you built. I imagine you sent all the traffic to your YouTube page so that people could watch your videos and see it all. And like, I would imagine that if YouTube shuts you down, then that's it. right? Game over.
Yeah, that's what you would think. But I mean, like, there's other videos of mine, and, you know, just like, because you can't really monetize. I was never able to monetize my videos, even though, like, I was able to. If I ever did, they would just get taken down immediately because of the content matter. But yeah, no, usually that would be at the end of the road for anyone if they were trying to make videos. But, you know, it just so happened I ended up getting a TV show.
How did that come about? Did somebody just stumble upon you, or were you seeking it?
Someone stumbled upon my videos when the YouTube was still up. And also, like, it was all over Facebook and Instagram. And it was Instagram later. But, yeah, it was just a lot of videos on Facebook and YouTube.
And it's
like pretty much like,
go ahead.
The video when I did the firecracker vest, when I wrapped the firecrackers around my body.
That was hard to watch.
Someone saw that.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah, someone saw that. Yeah, no, it was really bad. It was a horrible idea. I don't ever recommend anyone do that.
So somebody saw that and said, "Hey, I have insurance. Let's sign this guy." That's
pretty much. And then but the thing was, they looked up like who I was. And they saw that I was doing tons of stupid stuff. It wasn't just like a one thing where I'm like, oh, I'm going to do, you know, this dumb thing. And then, because there's a lot of people that post a video of them doing something dumb and that's it.
Yeah.
But it was just like a consistency thing. I was trying to do something with it.
Things consistently dumb, not just one dumb thing. You do lots of dumb things.
Yeah. Yeah. Consistency is key.
So the compilation I watched, I have to tell you my favorite part of your videos. You get hit in the balls a lot. You have a lot of things where you get hurt. It looks pretty bad. It doesn't look fun. But I always like, as a fellow glasses wearer, a lot of times when you get hurt, you then immediately look for your glasses. Like, you'll fall, you'll eat shit, you'll say, "Ow, that really hurt," but then you'll say, "Where's my glasses?" And you'll have to look for them. Have you considered contacts?
I have had contacts before. I just like glasses better. Yeah, I mean, maybe in the future, maybe I'll get LASIK, but I feel like the glasses are just part of the image.
It's part of your thing, yeah. I guess people will probably miss it.
Yeah.
So you're doing 8 episodes of it's called Too Stupid to Die. It's on MTV this Friday, and then the subsequent 8 Fridays, I guess.
Yeah. Too Stupid to Die. It's on this Friday, November 2nd, 9:30, 8:30 Central on MTV. There's 8 episodes. Each episode has a theme, and it's just our lives revolving around that theme. Like, this episode that's coming up is Too Stupid to Drive. And it's sort of just about getting around in Indiana. And then one of my friends doesn't even have a license. So we took him to try to get a license.
So this week is all
afraid of driving.
Is all car stunts?
It's all like driving related things. Not everything's with cars, but just definitely check it out. You won't be upset.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Zach. It's at ZachAss on Instagram. That's your primary thing now, right? The Instagram.
That's like my primary account and place to follow me. Writing November 2nd. Right after Ridiculousness.
Right after a bunch of Ridiculousness. Isn't it like 5 episodes of Ridiculous and then you?
Yeah, the episode of Ridiculousness right before Too Stupid is actually me as the guest. So check it out.
Cool. Thanks, Zach. Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Hey, guys, that was Zach Holmes. So be sure to check out his MTV show. It's going to be on this Friday at 9:30, 8:30 Central. Zach Holmes. Follow him on the Instagram.
And the Twitters.
And Matt, the tweeters.
Matt, you had a question for Drunk?
I have a question for Drunk. So I was curious about, you know, and I don't know how much detail he wants to go into, but his interview that he had.
I bombed it. It happens.
Those so things. What exactly are you interviewing for? Like as a promotion?
Yeah. So basically I'm like an assistant manager. I was going for the
assistant guy. To the regional manager.
The
assistant to, yes.
I was going for the guy who runs the building, basically. Yeah.
Okay. So you were going from assistant manager to the management position of the store that you work.
Basically, yes.
Okay. And you bombed it? How did you bomb it?
I felt that I did not give the answers the man that was giving the interview wanted.
You weren't your typical eloquent self?
Usually I nail interviews, but this one just didn't go well.
Drunk, what do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, what did he ask you? Like, what did he ask and what was the response that you gave that wasn't great?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to necessarily get into that because it's a little inside baseball.
See, I fumble a lot of times with why should I hire you?
Right.
See, because my answer is I don't know. I'm a
you know
guy.
It's
I'll
always
do a
the
thing,
standard
right?
questions too that throw you
right
because it's like you know those types of questions are coming. You have time to even think like they're probably going to ask me one of these stupid questions. I can even form the answer to that question, and when it gets asked, I'm like, like I don't even know how to respond.
I guess
to
I
it.
Can give you an example. So one of his first questions was, all right, so you've been in your position for 5 years now. Why are you ready to take the next step? And I just,
yeah.
I'm not.
Did you say because I've been in this position for 5 years?
I want to go up. I want the big office. It's my time. I had a nightmare, King. I ate the whole thing.
You like golf?
You know what? They asked me one time what my greatest accomplishment was.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, oh, man, I'll tell you what. I had a big tree in my front yard that I cut down a couple weeks ago. I'll tell you what, it was a big tree, and I cut it down.
You didn't tell him you ran your own t-shirt business?
No, I couldn't come up with nothing except that I had been cutting down this tree for a while. And
that's
so,
what you said? They were like, what's your greatest accomplishment? And you said, I cut down a tree.
Yeah, cut down a tree, Matt. It was real close to my window.
Yeah.
And I cut it down. I cut the whole thing down.
So a while ago when I was, job hunting, I had applied for a bunch of ops manager jobs for these like budding app companies that were trying to offer services like, over here. They were out in California and they were trying to set up offices out here in Boston. And one of those was a company called Postmates, which is, pretty popular now. Like they're really popular in big cities. They'll deliver anything for you, food or whatnot. I even think they had a contract with Chipotle. But I'll never forget all of those interviews that I had with them, and there were three of them. They were over Skype. And it was the most awkward situation I had ever been in was to do these interviews. You'd think like, oh, Skype, that's not too bad. Like, you don't really have to get too dressed up for it. You know, it's there in your house. You should be more comfortable.
Tuxedo
but
t-shirt.
It was super awkward.
Right.
At one point I was doing like the final interview and the guy was typing on his computer the entire time. And he was really just like, I don't know. Like he was really cold.
See
and
how
he asked me, he was like, so if you were trying to sell the company to potential shareholders, what would you say about Postmates? And I was like, I didn't know what to say to that because that, A, isn't in the job description. But I was like, oh, I didn't realize I would be selling the company to
the people that work
shareholders.
And the answer for that should have just been money, money, money.
So I chuckled at that and he just It was the first time he even looked at me. Like,
he stopped taking notes at that time.
He stopped typing at the one computer that he was like going at the entire interview, looked at me and was like, "It's a standard interview question. Please answer it." And I was like, no.
Oh my God, that's not standard.
And I just wanted to hang up. Like, I just wanted to hit the escape button and run away and hide underneath of my.
Well, and you know, you were part of that company already, though? Like, you were trying to get.
No. That wasn't like trying to interview to go up or anywhere. That was.
Oh, that's ridiculous then. Like, I could see that seems more accurate of a question to ask somebody if it's an internal position hire. Ones that you were talking about before, like, what's your greatest accomplishment? You know, where do you see yourself? Why would you like to, you know, all those are just so ridiculous to me because they're just cliched to death and it tells you nothing about the person whatsoever.
And you can kind of bullshit your way through all of them. Like, and I feel like the question itself is bullshit and any answer you give
seems like bullshit.
Yeah, it feels like bullshit as you answer it.
Well, I've been through a series of, as a manager of the place that I work, I've been through a series of interviews this past handful of weeks, and I'm given a structured interview process, right? So I'm given questions that I have to ask everybody. It's like, I don't get to deviate too much. I don't get to, you know, like, free the... But, like, the questions that I ask actually pertain kind of to the position that I'm hiring for. So it's like, tell me about a time when this specific thing happened, which would actually apply to the position that you're applying for, you know, which I can get, and people stray and sometimes people don't, you know, because I ask them to be as specific as possible. A lot of times that takes people off guard because I do think people are still waiting for those questions like, what's your greatest strength? What's your greatest weakness?
Don't you just want to sit them down and say, all right, man, don't bullshit me. You're going to come on time.
Are you going to show up every day is like, my main concern.
like when you're scheduled to work, you could come to work, right? Come on.
You're going to come there, right? Yeah. I don't have to worry about it.
Every now and then you might be sick or you might be having an emergency or something. I get it. But like for the most part, you got to come to work, right?
I do say that. I don't ask them if they will because I have a small crew, right? So I have like a crew of 8 guys and I tell them in the interview, I go over what the position actually is. It's a bust your ass job. It's like, you know, 8 to 12 hours of like hard, like it's manual labor the whole time. Yeah. And I said, hey, this is for a second shift position. You're in a crew of like 5 people. If somebody doesn't show up, that really sucks.
Yeah.
And just to kind of see what their response is to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my job was I went through a temp agency and they just like took my social security number and sent me somewhere. And then I just did the job for a year. And then they like just said, okay, we're going to hire you to have the job. So like I just showed up and proved that I can do the job. And then I didn't have to interview. They just like gave it to me because I was already.
I think a lot of times places will do that now. They'll go through those temp agencies just to see if they can get somebody worth a shit.
I would recommend it.
where I work now, they've actually had a couple temps that they brought on and then just hired. One thing that sucks about where I'm working now is that a bunch of positions opened up on first shift, so a lot of people on the second shift were looking to move to the first shift, and they made them interview to just do a shift change. So it's the same job that they're doing now, just at a different time. And I was like, how do you even interview for that?
That's probably a cover your ass kind of thing, though. So it's just like, we already know who we want to move to first shift, but we're going to interview everybody that's interested so we can say we did it.
I guess so. It just seems strange because like it's literally the same job
and the same people with all the same people who know the people who are working on that other shift.
Right. So like what other qualifications, like somebody's more qualified to work during the day versus
now you come in Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Do you think you could set your alarm for earlier in the day?
So, guys,
how to utilize an alarm clock?
I guess we did it, right? We did it.
For the past few years, in honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've taken our listeners to the edge of the other world. Scouring through hundreds of hours of interviews and reading countless documents, I've broken down many of the world's most haunted places, guiding our listeners on a tour of darkness so they don't have to subject themselves to the physical and psychological horrors that have terrified people for centuries. But this year I ask, what if the other world inhabited not a place, but a person? This year I will bring our dear listeners on a tour of minds damaged by unknown entities and unexplained phenomena. I've studied countless reports, reviewed a multitude of video footage, and read through numerous case studies to report on some of the most terrifying cases of possession known to man. I'll feature one of these spooky scenarios each week, this being the last, and together we'll figure out what happens when pure evil inhabits man. We'll take the listeners inside each of these devilish possessions so they may understand how the human mind can be corrupted to the point of madness. These accounts of pure terror will chill you to the core. They'll break down your psyche, but hopefully they'll protect you from becoming another victim of evil. This week, I bring you Clara Germana Seely.
What'd she do? Where was she from? She was possessed.
Did you see the Undertaker's back?
He's got a whole soundboard he's got to cycle through. He's got to get them all.
That was the last one. It's really intense. Really intense. That was a good one.
This one was the one that really chilled me to my core, guys.
Which one?
This last one. Clara Germana Seely. I don't think I'll ever be the same.
Yeah, I can tell it's really taking a toll on you.
Taking a toll.
Yeah.
You going to put away your documents for the year?
It was an extra week this year, guys. It was five cases.
Can't wait till next year.
No, we're done with that bit. That's the last year. It won't be funny next year if you do it again.
I have to say, I'm really proud of Travis to put himself through this.
It's taken its toll, man. Look at me. I'm 38 years old. I look like I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm super unhealthy. It's because of this.
Of the case studies. And the...
Yeah, it's the case studies. Oh. It's not the rampant alcoholism and the overeating.
No, the thousands of documents.
All the documents and case studies.
Right.
Ooh. I think you might have an ulcer on the bone.
File that away. On the show. You ever see the Friday the 13th, the series, where every week they have to like get a like new haunted object? Like I have an entire...
Nope. Nobody like
filing. He had paper ready to crinkle.
Filing cabinets full of this stuff, guys. And the USB drives with videos. And I don't wish this upon anybody. That's why I do it year in and year out.
He does it for us.
What do it for you?
Yeah,
for Matt. thanks for hanging out and all that. It was fun. We should do it again soon, right? Should do it again.
Yeah, soon. We should.
Well, let's get another guest, and then you come right back on.
So,
a little bitter about that.
Do you have a pick of the week, Matt? Something you want the people to know about, Matt?
Something that I want the people to know about.
I mean, happy Halloween, guys. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
Sabrina. Is Sabrina your pick of the week?
I think Sabrina, that show on, you know, that girl that plays Sabrina is
Don Draper's daughter.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
That show is not Melissa Joan Hart.
No, it's a gritty reboot drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to say Melissa Joan Hart can't be gritty?
I don't think so.
No, she can't be rebooted is what he's saying.
Travis, pick of the week? Pick of the week?
Yep. Travis's pick of the week. I have these every time a new season rolls around. Right now, available on Sci-Fi is the new Channel Zero. Dream Door is the new installment in this anthology series. And so far, it is delightful. I am not done with it yet, but it is everything I have come to expect from Channel Zero.
Drunk's
pick of the week is Crunchy Peanut Butter. If you don't like it, I don't like you.
I like crunchy peanut butter.
You're a crunchy guy, Drunk?
That's right. crunchy.
I must not have teeth problems.
Like
I got teeth problems.
Like, hey, have you had creamy peanut butter?
Yeah, I keep both at my house at all times. I'm a peanut butter guy.
Mike, what's your pick of the week?
Pick of the week, guys, is guys, I'm all in on it. See, I'm gonna
Zach Holmes
beep that, Travis. It's gonna be funny throughout the podcast version. All you're gonna hear is a series of beeps. Because get pluggy. You know what I'm saying, Travis? You know showy, you know get pluggy. Guys, I'm all in on this Greta Van Fleet. New Greta Van Fleet album is my pick of the week.
Is she from the Fleet Street Band?
Yes. Yes, Travis. Greta Van Fleet from the Fleet Street Band.
She get divorced?
The Greta Van Fleet, but at the same time, it annoys me. Not like, I don't think they're not talented or anything.
They're great!
Okay.
I like them a lot, man.
I don't know. To me, it seems like a wordy high school musical.
You think it's a...
And they're just so... They sound so much like Led Zeppelin.
But that's a good thing, though, right?
No, it's such a the same thing. It's not.
Oh, now I know who you're talking. Yeah, they had that one song a little while ago, and it sounded exactly like Led Zeppelin. Like, yeah,
it's right. Never good if you're just the same band.
Guns out, funds out.
wants you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge.
She is a fool.
Harry Balls on ya.
We don't talk during this part, Drunk.
If you'd like to contribute, patreon.com/WFODix.
I'd hope he wouldn't be so shitty as to betray my trust like that, Drunk.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
All right, Travis, show's over.